In a couple of weeks, Escambia County residents will get a chance to weigh in on a proposed ballot initiative that would establish a dedicated tax fund generating nearly $8 million annually to fund a children's services council known as the Escambia Children's Trust. Supporters of the initiative are asking the Escambia County Commission to approve a referendum on the November 3rd ballot that would authorize levy of a half mil in property tax for 10 years to pay for a variety of children's services and establish the Escambia Children's Trust to oversee distribution of the funds. A public hearing on the issue will be held during the July 2nd regular board meeting.
Escambia County is doing not very well for its children.
That's Achieve Escambia Executive Director Kimberly Krupa, beginning to make the first official pitch to commissioners at their Committee of the Whole meeting last week.
We're currently ranked 47th out of 67 counties on what's called the Florida Child Well-Being Index, and that's a roll-up of 16 indicators ranging from child abuse to juvenile arrests. We are trending in the downward direction, having been at 41 in 2018.
Escambia ranks fourth in Florida in the number of juvenile arrests and has a chronic problem with middle school retention, which eventually has a negative effect on high school graduation. However, Krupa says it's a story that can change with establishment of a special taxing district dedicated solely to funding a wide range of children's services that are aimed at improving their overall health, wellness, and educational attainment. She says Florida lawmakers cleared the way for independent taxing authority by voter referendum and establishment of administrative councils back in the 1980s.
This is written into state statute. It was actually passed in 1986. And it was a unanimous endorsement from our state legislature at that time who recognized Florida underinvests in its children and pays long-term consequences economically for that underinvestment.
Born out of concerns about suicide, juvenile delinquency, child abuse, and drug abuse, there are currently 9 ballot-created children's services councils in Florida, including the oldest in Pinellas County and the newest in Alachua. A 2020 vote is pending in Leon and possibly in Escambia.
The oversight structure is aggressive. There are 10 local members who sit on the council. 5 are sitting positions and 5 are appointed by the governor based on recommendations that you all would submit for consideration. And then the 5 sitting members being a board of county commissioner, a school board member, the superintendent of schools, a juvenile judge, and then the district administrator for the Department of Children and Families, which would be Circuit 1 in our case.
Additionally, Krupa says there's a rigorous process for evidence-based program evaluation, and there are a lot of checks and balances.
Quarterly financials and quarterly reporting to you as the county commissioner and also to the public, annual program reports, and of course subject to all sunshine laws.
The idea for a children's services council, to be known locally as the Escambia Children's Trust, began to take root and develop community backing last year. Several prominent supporters came with Krupa to help make the case. One of them was Jennifer Grove from Baptist Healthcare.
The Escambia Children's Trust will bring together partners from across sectors to build a long-term strategy that truly represents the vast needs of the children in our community. It will also implement the accountability systems that ensure we are moving the needle for all children in this county. We're going to spend these dollars as taxpayers one way or another. Let's invest them early to ensure that pathway to prosperity for all of our children in this county.
There is no lack of need in our community with children.
This is District 1 Commissioner Jeff Burgosh, also a former Escambia County School Board member, showing his willingness to support putting the initiative on the November ballot.
It will be, an issue that could be contentious, not unlike the appointed superintendent. But I feel as a county commissioner and as a board, we have the obligation when this sort of thing is brought forward to us, it's our responsibility to move it forward and let the citizens decide.
In principle, it's a great idea. I'm always looking at what can we do for youth development, what can we do for juvenile delinquency prevention, what can we do for early learning.
District 3 Commissioner Lumen May May noted the current civil unrest and the ongoing systemic problems of generational poverty, family instability, unemployment, and other issues, particularly for African American children and families. May's support for the Escambia Children's Trust hinges in part on having this segment of the population represented throughout the process.
As long as we take the resources and we apply them where they really need to be, I mean, I can tell you that on the collateral promotional material, it's critical that those pictures and faces we utilize to market support for this act. That same diversity should be the recipient of the actions, and then those who sit in the position of allocating those funds should also share that same demographic reflection.
At this point, only District 2 Commissioner Doug Underhill has expressed opposition to the Children's Trust, saying he would never support a dedicated fund line with taxpayer dollars. Now, the board could decide to put the matter before voters after hearing from the public at their July 2nd meeting. If the referendum makes it to the ballot and wins voter approval, the levy would take effect in the 2021-2022 property tax year and would cost homeowners an average of $40 more per year. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.